Okay, we're going to begin be speaking about Avelos. The Gemara distinguishes between Avelos Yishana and Avelos Chadasha. Avelos Yishana is we commonly understand to be the Avelos in the Beis HaMikdash, which in fact we are steeped in the these coming 9 days, and which lead up to Tisha B'Av. And Avelos Chadasha refers to Avelos after someone passes away. And we're going to relate the two Aveluses and try to understand a little bit how they work. First we'll deal with what's called Avelos Chadasha, the Noma Halachas Avelos. These are actually two sugyas which are commonly learned during the 9 days and also on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av too, one of the, in addition to the sugyas that deal with Tisha B'Av, one is also allowed to learn the sugyas in Moed Katan and the Begalchen, and all of Berlin and the Galchen, which deal with the issues of Avelos. The Rambam begins, Mitzvahs Asilus Abel ala Koivim. I think I need a Gemara Sukkot too. Mitzvahs Asilus Abel ala Koivim, says the Rambam in Hilchos Avel, Shenemar, V'yachalti Chatas Hayim Hayite Ve'ene Hashem. Ve'en Avelos Brater Ele B'yem Rishim Ruvat Shuyem Hamisav Yem Akvuos. So the Rambam haskins that the Avelos of the first day is Midiraisa. First day meaning if the first day is both the Yom Hamisa and the Yom Akvura. Aval Shah Shavua, but the rest of the 7 days, Eino Din Teira. It's not called Din Teira. Afa Bishadema Batera Vyas Le'ovim Ovel Shivas Yomim. Even though it says regarding Yosef that he made Ovel Avinus for his 4 of the 7 days, Nitna Teira V'Neschat Shalacha. The Rambam says, well, Teira was given, so therefore the Halacha was changed. And therefore, the Avelos of the Torah constitutes 1 day. Moshe Rabbeinu tikalem liYisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu's basaken, Shiva Shemay Avelos, this is 7 days of Avelos, Shiva Shemay Mishnah, 7 days of Mishnah, which is the Sheva Brochas. We see that even the Kodesh of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rambam speaks about in the Sherasheni and in the Pechot of Perish of Mishnayas, do not constitute the Arise and Dinim, but rather the Rabban and Dinim. Now, what is Avelos? What is the mitzvah of Avelos? So, in the Rambam, in fact, when he brings the din of Yachalti Chatas Hayyei Mayita B'nei Hashem, so the Chati Pasuk refers to actually what Aaron HaKoyen, right, was actually an Einen. In fact, the Gemara in the Gemara in Daf Kuf, in Sabbatess and Kuf, and Zavachim understands that this Pasuk is speaking about Aninos. There doesn't seem to be, though, any reference to Aninos here in the Rambam. Nonetheless, and we know that, in fact, the halachas of Aninos are different than halachas of Ovel. Nonetheless, whether Ovel is the Araisa or the Rabbanan is a machlokes dispute among the Rishonim, and, in fact, part of the machlokes actually centers around the issue of whether we learn perhaps Avelos from Aninos. Aninos, the Gemara Paskins, at least Aninos of the first day is the Araisa, the Machlokes, whether the night following the day of Aninos, which is the Yom Misa, is the Araisa, the Rabbanan, that's the Sugya in Zvachim Daf Kuf. Nonetheless, the Sugya of Aninos is actually at the very end of the second parak of Brochas. And the Rif at the end of the parak of Brachas on the Mishnah, which says that Rabban Gamliel washed himself right the first night after his wife was niftar. So Amul Tamidav Lo Yivatenu Rabbeinu Sha'Avel Asa Lachoitz. Have we not taught us that an Avel is not allowed to wash himself? Amul Lahem, he said to them, Eini Kishara Kol Adam Istanes Ani. I'm not like other people. I'm very, very sensitive because of this. It was permitted for me to wash myself. So the Gemara, the Rif quotes the Gemara, my time up, and this gets up. Right? And this gets up. So the Gemara says, right? But Yom Dechsi, Vachisim Kema, the first day, Aminas is the Araisa, but Rabbanu Tegozo Balaylo, the Istis Logozo Rabbanu. So Chazal, Grazer, the night after the first day of Aminas, and since the Istis is only the Rabbanu, so Rabbi Gamliel is called an Istanis, and therefore, in the case of an Istanis, Rabbanan would not gezer Aninas. Goes on the Rif and says, B'chasidim l'miktas Rabbi Wussa, we see that some of the rabbis are ksive, had Gamliel the Kosov Aninas, lighted the Rabbanani, right? L'kamalan kavasai. In other words, we see, according to some rabbis, who hold that which it says that Rabban Gamliel goes with the opinion that Anina is the first Anina to Rabbana, l'kamalan kavasai. In other words, Halach is not like him. Right? That's actually Theoraisa. The other got to see, right? Yomin, and even though it says in the case of the Velas, 7 days, Leilas Bechlal Yomin, so the nights are included in the day. In other words, Ubachazim Nisa the Svila Al Rabusa, the Zanyame of Velas Theoraisa Mino. In other words, the Rib is here, bringing a Shita, that in fact, the first day, the day of Misa, is a Kavak called Adinos, and that's certainly Theoraisa. The night following the first day would have a din of Avelos. Let's assume, for example, that his wife was buried that very same day, right? In which case, the night following that would be a din of Avelos. And in fact, we would hold Avelos the Eraisa. That's what these rabbis hold. These rabbis hold that Avelos, in fact, actually is the Eraisa all 7 days. And how do we know Avelos is the Eraisa for 7 days? This is what the Rif is bringing Mishem Abu Asa. We learn from a pasuk. The pasuk in Yisub, which the Rambam brought, right? V'yos la'ofiv odol shivas yomim, right? Right? So in other words, even though the Rambam says, regarding that pasuk, nitna teru v'nischat shahalocha, the teru was given, and therefore the halacha was changed, and the avodah was only 1 day, so the Rambam is coming to say this lafuke, in contradistinction to the opinion of the Rabusa, the rabbis of the Rif, who want to learn from this pasuk, this limud, the Agav, appears in the Ushalmi in Brochus, in the third parak, also I think in my cousin too, but in fact, Avelos is the Eraisa. And there goes on the Rif, right? And in fact, actually, there goes on the Rif, and brings Rayas. In fact, the maskana of the Gemara in Zvachim is that the Aninus, the night after the first day of Aninus, is the Abana, not the Eraisa. So it goes on the Rif and asks a question, right, from a Gemara in Daf Yudal in Moed Katan. The Gemara in Moed Katan says that an Ovel is not Noed Avelis Beregel. An Ovel is not Noed Beregel. The Chsi v'samachta b'chagecha. It says v'samachta b'chagecha. This is a Gemara in Moed Katan. I Avelis, right, so the Gemara says, is that so it says, in other words, if a person became an Ovel before the Regel, then the Regel comes along, which is the Ase de Rabin, the Samat Vachagecha, is the middle of Ase that involves all of Klai Yisrael, and then it's Doicha, the Ase de Yachid, which is Avelis. So, in other words, for the fact that the Gemara says that the mitzvahs asay, the eraisa, of the samatim chagecha, pushes away the mitzvahs asay of avelas, it must be avelas is a mitzvah asay, the eraisa. Right? So the Rif says, that's going according to the opinion that the aninus is typhus the night afterwards. In other words, says the Rif for that Gemara in Moed Katan Daf Yudalid goes according to the opinion that after the first day of Aninos, the next night is back the Eraisa. Now if the Kabbalah was on that day, it would come out that the person would be an Ovel, and that night, which is the first night of Avelis, would be the Eraisa. That's what the Nitzvah says. It has to be like that, because when the Avel comes in, it's the night time. So it has to be that the Yoin, says the Glyph, is Toifes, the night, which means the Eraisa did of Aninos in the daytime, right? Grabs on to the night and also makes that the Eraisa. So it comes out that Avelis will be the Eraisa that night, which is the opening day of Yomtiv, right? The Rif probably means 7 days too, but something that night. And in which case, you would say that the mitzvah's Asay of the Sabbat of Hagecha is Doicha, the mitzvah's Asay of Avelis of that evening. And the rest of this can be the Rabbanan too, but in other words, that's what the Rif is saying. So it comes out that it would appear from the Rambam that since the Rambam brings the possible of Yachalta Chatas Hayom Hayita Veinei Hashem, which is a possible of Aninus, and we know that the Rambam, now he wasn't a Talmud of the Rif. The Rambam was a Talmud of a Talmud of the Rif. In fact, the Rambam never saw the Rif. The Rambam was a Talmud of the Rimegash, who was a Talmud of the Rif.
I once heard from Moshe the Rabbi, Hagoyin Amiti, Rabbi Yankel Yaffel, who once asked the question, is it shayach to be a Talmud of a person who's not alive? And he brings a right from the Tshuvas HaRambam. The Rambam refers in several Tshuvas, Moshe the Rabbi Arif, the Rambam never saw the Arif. So it's shayach to be a Talmud of a person who's not alive. If you look in the Svarim, you'll see sometimes he refers to the Tziv as being Moshe the Rabbi. He was once giving a shiur klali in Chavron. I think he refers to the Tziv as Moshe the Rabbi. And someone laughed. He says, what are you laughing? But he says, how can you be a Talmud of a person who's not alive? So he brought a raya from the Tshuvas HaRambam. That you can be a Talmud of a person not alive, the Rambam refers to the Rebbe. In any case, it would appear from the fact that the Rambam brings the Pasuk, which is dealing with Adinus, so the Rambam is going after death. Then in fact, actually, Yom Rishon, at least the Eraisa. That would be the Shittas HaRambam. Now, if Avelis is learned from Adinus, and in fact, actually, that's what the Rebbe again learns. The Ben Yehuda learns on the bottom of Goyim Varif, the Falshim, the Venish of Mishan Yeraisa, the Svirlo, the Goyim hold, even though the Chazal say Aninus is the Yeraisa, the Lege Hefesh Ben Loshan Aninus, right, will be Loshan Avelus. It'll not be in between Aninus and Avelus. It's just like Aninus, Yom Mishan Yeraisa, but it's also Yom Mishan Yeraisa. In other words, Aninus and Avelus are basically the same thing. Based upon this, this site, we have in the Shi'urim, Vzdecha Abba Mari, the Rabbin shall call Yisrael, of Yeshavesel Aveshik, who want to learn that since Be'etzim, that really Avelus is Aninus. Really, Avelus begins with the Yom HaMisa, except that what? Since the Avel is part of the mitzvahs, or perhaps we're not the son of the bride, part of the mitzvahs, so because of that, he can be Noeg Minir Avelus. There's no Kiyum Avelus. But about it, no question about it, the Ikum of Avelus begins with the Yom HaMisa. And in fact, the Bishapir is built upon this Yisrael, that the Rambam is, you know, passing at the Rif, the Yom Rishon is the Eraisa, he brings the Pasuk of Aninus, like the Rebbe again says that Losh Aninus, Losh Avinus are one and the same. It comes out from here a very, very other important Nafkamina, because Be'etzim the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that Sanhedrin and Avodat days, Ein Aninus Ela Shebalev. So it comes in Bishapir, with a second very big Yisrael, that we see the Ika of Avelus is really belief. The Ika of Avelus is belief. Because since Avelus really comes from Aninus, it's really Aninus just with the patua of Kiyum Avelus, because the person is an Oinig and part of the midst, including that of Avelus. But the Vada, the Avelus really starts with Aninus, and since Aninus is belief, I think Gemara Sanhedrin says, the Yisrael of Avelus is really a Kiyum Shebelev. That's the Yisrael of Rabban Shalko Yisrael. However, it's very, very difficult to understand that that's the Rambam Shita, for the following reason. Because the Rif himself, in learning from the Gemara Daf Yudalev, Asa the Rabban, Isdecha, Asa the Yochid, meaning that we have to learn at least that the first night is the Eraisa, the Rif based that upon himself, that in fact, the Aninus line is the Eraisa. That's what the Rif says, that entire Gemara was going according to the Mandama, right? Now, the fact is that the Rambam doesn't talk like that. The Rambam, Mufulish, in Perav Beis, in Hilchos Bias HaMikdash, he learns that Aninus is only by Yoyim. The Rambam is a little foolish. Halacha Tes, Halacha Yud. Right? And the Rambam says Mufulish that the night afterward is only the Rabbanan. That the Rambam says in Al-Khattas. So, it's hard to say that the Rambam is learning that, in fact, Avelus is coming from the Aninus. Because it's coming from Aninus. The Rambam would have to, because the Rambam, of course, learns that the Regel is Deicha, the Din of Avelus. There's no, we're not knowing Avelus by Regel. And if the Rambam is learning the first is the Eraisa, the Rambam should be learning that, in fact, the night of Oinin, the Teufis, Leilu, the Eraisa, but see, the Rambam fools does not learn like that. The Rambam, in fact, learns it's the Rabbanan. So, it's very difficult to understand the Rambam is learning that the din of Avelus, the Eraisa, comes from the din of Aninus. The Rambam fools says it's the Rabbanan. And not only that, it's clear, right, is that the Rambam says in his Perush Mishnayos, in Sanhedrin, and daf nun aleph, ein aninus shebalei. So says the Rambam, is that unanimous avel on a person who's haruget bez, who's killed by the bez, because of Russia, because was avel on him would be, because it's supposed to be zalzal, because the kapala only comes with ikol abasa. Ikol abasa several days afterwards. So says the Rambam, we are misoinen on him, but not misavel on him. Now, according to Rabbi Yosef Meir's cheshbon, once the kavula takes place, then there's a chayzer benir of the avelus. The avelus, which began in sort of like a quiet state, in the case of aninus, a state of quietude, a hidden state, is chayzer benir with the kavula. So, according to this cheshbon, according to the Rambam, when ikol abasa takes place, a week or so after the kavula, maybe the avelus should be chayzer benir, but according to the Rambam, it isn't. So, it's clear that we can't learn that the Rambam's din, the Araisa, is in fact actually being learned from Adinos. And in fact, this is actually a Tos B'dvar Mishnah. Because, in fact, the Rambam, in Mitzvahs Asay, Mitzvahs Lamed Zayin, learned the din of Avelus from the fact that Koyanim are commanded to betave to their Koyvim. And that's the Rambam says. Mitzvah Lamed Zayin, who should see Vanu Shitama Kayhan, the Klavan is called Matera, Kivavosha Monam Hakosal, the Tamil Mason, the Vaidam Levat, the Italian, the Tamil the Klavan, Shem Yashvu Shalushus Piyadam, so the Rambam brings, the din that Yosef HaKoyen, the Gemara says, that we will Machayav Yosef HaKoyen, the Tamil through Klavan, and says the Rambam, Zeva Atzmah, who mitzvahs evil. That mitzvahs Avelis. So Rambam learns that Avelis doesn't come from Aninos. Mitzvah Zelus comes from the fact that the Kayanim, right? Kloim Mekolish Yisrael Chavis Abel HaKloiva, Kloim Mechavish in the same mitzvah. In other words, from the, and he says, from this we see that Avel Shem Shem is Yiraisa, because when you're Kloiva, the Meg, when the Kloiva is Batama to the base, that's when he's Kloiva him. When you're Kloiva him, the Kloiva, that's what? That's the Din Yiraisa of Avelus. So the Rambam is not learning the Din of Avelus Yomishon Deraisa from the din of Oinen, because he paskin that the night is midibay seifim. But the Rambam is learning that the din of Avelus comes from the fact that koyim a matame to their klevim, and from that we learn this din of Avelus. Now, the very interesting is, so what is Avelus? Well, the bracha, the Gemara in bracha, is daf yutes on the base chaf of an aleph from the entire sugya there in the Gemara. It's clear. The whole din of a koyin being matamet to a mace is in fact a din because of kavanah makes. Right? That's the whole sugya there. And the Rashi in fact learns in Chacham ben Aleph, if that's true, then that was the koyanim are matamet to the mace. So Rashi learns there that in fact that when the Rashi is a kasha, because that's true, it come out that kavanah bris is even the kuma asya the eraisa. So Rashi says that when, in fact, actually the issue was given, it wasn't given to the Kloiv. That's the Rashi Shita. Rashi learns it's Husra. But the Rambam doesn't learn like that. The Rambam learns beforeish in Parak Beis, Halach above, Kama Chamura Mitzvahs Ovel, Shara Kloiv Nidchas Le'atum of Ne Kloiv, Kadesh is Asik Yvam Yis Abel Aloyim. So the Rambam learns that that's in the din of Avelus, right? The Kloiv is really Nidcha. He's Deicha, the Kedushas Kuna. Because of the Kavanah Meis, the Metabit of the Meis. And in fact, this is Lefula, is actually the very end of Perak Aleph. The Rambam learns at the end of Perak Aleph that, in fact, Hama'abed Atzmoy, a person kills himself, commits suicide, with Namas Abel on him, and the cast of Mishnah says Lefulish, right? The Sefer Rabbeinu, the Avelus Einam Etzvoam, shall cover Achayim, but rather it's because of Kavanah Meis, right? That's what the Moses and Mamzayim and Chaz. Yaakov the Shichva and Rabbi the Eger and Goyishon Ol, which I'm reading from the Frankel edition, says Mashmos to the Harambam. The Avelus Yom Rishon to the Arayz Ladas Harambam. Gam ki Ramin and Tami the Klah Mishum Kaveid Hanesim. So here we have Mefulish and Rabbi the Eger, the Kesef Mishnah. That in fact the Rambam is learning that the Avelus is not a din of in Balev, but rather it's a din of Kol Kaveid Hanes. And those of you who bother looking at the prelude that the Rambam gives to his halachas, the Rambam says at the very beginning of Hilchos Avel in the title, L'sabal ha'kloim afilu koim istam misabal ha'kloim v'in adam misabal ha'ugim bezdin ulfiz ha'kalal di halachas elu b'sefer zeh שהן מעין קבועס ביום מיסה של מצווס עשה. סרט הרמב"ם, הלכות אבלוס כאין קבוע ביום המיסה. לקבוע במיסה is what? It's because of COVID on AIDS, that's for sure. Because the Rama Pasuk in Parak Tezvav, and Lacha Ches, and Lacha Sanhedrin, you're allowed to be male in the mace because of COVID on AIDS. So Avada, the whole din, the Rama is beginning, he was Avelis by saying the whole din, the whole halachas of Avelis, are midin, Kavod Tikperena, on that single day, which is because of COVID on AIDS. So Avada, there's no question about it that the Rama understands Avelis as not being a Avelis Shabalei. But rap is because of COVID events. And the so-called version of Belayim is only limited to Naninu. The fact is that the Fushi Gemara, Taf Yud Aleph Ber Aleph and Brachos, Taf Chafheim Ber Aleph and Sukkah, there the Gemara says that an Ovel is Chayah, the whole mitzvah is Shabbat Torah, except the Tefillin, and says the Rambam, and the Gemara says, why? Because the Tilde of an Ovel is Tilde the Reshus, Belay Tilde the Mitzvah. And says Rashi, in Taf Chafheim Ber Aleph, says Rashi, what does it mean? Tilden Roshus, right? So Rashi says, right? Rashi says, Avot Pishu Chayvon Hoyga Velish and the Ilas Achitza Sikhavahos Kavoyde Mesoi, Enu Chayvon is Toyah. And that's the Shilas Haramba. A person Chayvon is Toyah. So the volume of Rav Yeshaber are very difficult to accept. How we could learn that it's Avelis is Balev, and in fact we see the Tashi to the Rambam is not because of that, it is because of Kavod HaMeisim. Now, there is at least one Raya for Rav Yeshaber. There is one Raya for Rav Yeshaber. What's the Raya? It's a very good Raya. Because the Gemara says in Yudalit, in Mayim Kavod, then Ovel got Noid Avelis B'Mayim. Why? Asay Mitzvah, V'Samachta B'Chagecha, the Gemara says the Sabbath for Hagecha. Asay mitzvahs asay the Rabbin. The Deicha mitzvahs asay the Yochid. Now, when one mitzvah is Deicha another mitzvah, that means there's a clash of interests. There's a conflict of interests. So, you say the Sabbath for Hagecha. So if a Velas is a mitzvah in its tile, so the Simcha of Yondiv clashes with the Tzal of Avelus. They can say, Asi, Decha Asi. But if, in fact, the Avelus is not a Din Tzal, so what's the Asi, Decha, Asi? They're not their skill, they have nothing to do with each other. You can be the Tzamen, Mechamed, the Mace. And this is L'chayra, Chayle, the Rabban should call Yisrael, of Yeshaber, so L'Reichek, he brings us the Shul of their Abba Mare. This is my opinion, essential Raya. That you can't understand the Asi, Decha Asi, without understanding that Velas has to be a Tzal Shebelev. Baruch Hashem, though, I think I can answer this too. B'Zayata Nishmaya. The Rambam, in Hilchos Shontav, Perek Vav, says the following thing. Says the Rambam, Tezayim, Halacha Tezayim. Kishayim shemitzvah lachavet shabbos la'anga kach kol yomim tegu shnemu l'kdeish Hashem l'chubah v'chol yomim tegu nemu mikra kodesh. What do we see in the Rambam? There's a din of kovet al yondiv. Ayin bashmatas chav kideikis the siman aleph that al yondiv is a din of simcha and a din of kovet. Then the Rambam says alocha yudzayim. Shiva shemaya pesach shmosh miachag im shah yomim tegu kulam asum esu v'taynis. Like it says, the Samach to Mechagech. So the Rambam learns it in a Meinik. A Yontav. So look at Mr. Afin, I would say, that the Atzeh that the Gemara is speaking about is Kavod Yontav. The Kavod Yontav, which is the Kavod Yontav, is Deifah. This was Atzeh of what? Of Kavod Amaz. The problem is, the Gemara is not mashful like that. The Gemara says, Lefulish, explicitly, V'samachta mechagecha, Ovel eino leig aviz v'regel shenema v'samachta mechagecha. Okay? Right? And the Gemara says, Asi asi d'chav, v'dok asi d'yochit. Here is a mashma, a little bit, that the mitzvah v'samachta mechagecha. Not only in Yontav, that doesn't say mikoy kodesh, mikra kodesh. So I thought the deichak ha'inyan, because the rayas are so strong that the Rambam learns the din of Avelus is covered by Meis, so I thought to say a little bit of the Chiddush of the Rambam. The Rambam, once again, in Halacha Tezayin, speaks about Oyneg Yontif. And then the Rambam, in Halacha Tezayin, speaks about Simchas Yontif. Then the Rambam says, Keitza, Yudches, HaKetanin Noiselem Kloiz Begizim Umadodos. That's how Nisameach, Ketanin. Hanashim Koylem Begodim Tachshitza Noik V'amonim, Hanashim Koylem Otam Bozeris V'yayim. וכשהוא אוהב בשוי שחי ואחר לגל יוזם ולעמונה. לפעס אני אצא את הפיד לגל יוזם ולעמונה, אם שער אני אמא אמון לא לב. Now, what is he feeding them? Right? What is he feeding them? What is he feeding them? לכל זה, this is all kolo. לכל זה, in פזמחת בחגך. קיצר. But what is he feeding them? Right? So, and it makes sense too, because why is my mother there? Because I can't get out of my mother, this is the title. What's he feeding them? Is he feeding them boss of Yayin? I don't think so. He might only feed boss of Yayin, so he's giving them meals. Does he feed the boss of Yayin? And Kida Egel says in the Yashmatris that the meals are Oynek. The boss of Yayin is the Simcha. Now, if I feed another person a meal, what's that do? The light is a kivegel. Ah, the samachta b'chagecha. I want to claim the following thing. The main din, the main mitzvah of eating, right? The main mitzvah is really oineg yontif. But how do I know that yontif is aser d'rabim? Aser d'rabim means I have to feed the gayus l'bom eschem aser d'rabim. The fact that I'm mechoyev to be ma'aneg others, that's from the samachta b'chagecha. In other words, the mitzvah is oineg. The giloy, that's the rav, is from samachta b'chagecha. So I want to say, the pshat of the kabbalah, I'm going to get a lot of email from this, good thing I'm on the computer. But the samachta b'chagecha, so the kabbalah says, ase the rabbim, v'decha ase the yochid, really be'etzim the covered Hamas is difficult because of covered yontif. But why is covered yontif called Asad Rabin Samachta Bechagecha? I'm saying this is done in the partial of Pshat of the Gemara, but the Deichach HaIzyon, for all these rayas that the Rambam is wearing a veil, is and only is covered Hamas, who forced to say that Pshat in the Gemara. Okay, let's go a little bit further. It's not time, right? Okay. It's very interesting is that another raya that in the Rambam Ovel, though Dizim is style, the Rambam never mentions anywhere in Hilchas Avelus that an Ovel is also the Simcha. Now, he mentions, for example, at the end of Perek Hei, Lo yoychad tinech b'cheikoi, it's Gemara, in Moed Katan, shloi b'yel adei schoik, an oval also b'schoik. In Perek Vav, the Rambam says, an oynig is also, an oynig, an oval shloi shibyoim is also b'simchas b'reyus. It's the same as with other people's b'reyus, but simcha b'lei by himself, you don't see anyone in the Rambam that's an issue of simcha. By Ovel. Where do we see that there's an Issel of Simcha? We see that by the 9 days. By the 9 days, in Hilchas Tainus, Perakei, says the Rambam, Halachavot, Mishiyakonis Ad Mamatin Besimcha. The Rambam understands that the Issa B'Simcha is on the 9 days. That's what the Rambam is in Makor. Look, the Makor, the Gemara, of course, is in Tainus, that the Gemara says in Tainus, Mat and Masa Mat, the Gemara doesn't bring the Gemara explicitly, but nonetheless, the Gemara, the Rambam understands, but Mat and the Simcha. Now, what's interesting is that the Gemara says, in Tainus, and Daf Lamed,
Moses and Tainus and Daf Lamed. The Gemara says, I'm sorry, Tana Rabbana, Kol mitzvahs ha-nehages, nehages ba'ovel, the nehages b'tishma. All mitzvahs are nehag ba'ovel, nehag b'tishma. Also, achil, ashti, asich, nes, asan. In other words, we see a tishma, it's an ovel. It's an ovel. Okay? Comes the Rambam, in Hilchus Tainus, and says an incredible thing. Perek Yud, Perek Hei, Halacha Yud, Ublois, Menikois, Mitzanes, Mishlimis, Tivishah, also be chitza ve mechane me tzeina filo lo ish et wa mayim ve also be sige shal tando ve dira shal sando tagide kama yon a kippurim. The Rambam learns that the issa of be chitza sicha all these halachas are not be din ovel are be din yon kippur. A pala, what's the makor in the Rambam? The best by knowledge, I don't know of any makor in the Gemara. For the Rambam. Why do you say something like this? There's a Pesach Rav. It says there's two din, and then a Tainus, and there's a din of, there's a Tainus Dikad din, and there's a Yom Kippur Dikad din, Oval Dikad din, Oval Tainus. The Pesach Rav says, no, these are so many Yom Kippur. Incredible thing. So where is the Avelis? The Avelis is Shibush HaHalva. In other words, the way the Rav says it up, Mamatit the simchas from Rosh Chodesh is like Shavuot Shachalboy. That's the Avelos. When we come to Tisha B'Av, there's no din Avelos. There's a din Yom Kippur. Why should that be? Why should that be? This is the bit of a portion. Why do we fast on Tisha B'Av? Because when it's Avel, no! Says the Rambam, Perach Hamisha, L'Chalet, יש יומם שכל ישראל מזענה בהם, מפני הצורה שאירו בהם, כדי לאיר על הבובויס, ולבטח תאח יד שובה. The purpose of fasting on Tisha B'Av is not stop to miss out with the Mikdash. The purpose of fasting on Tisha B'Av is לבטח תאח יד שובה. If it's לבטח תאח יד שובה, so the Inoyim on Tisha B'Av has to be the Kippur, not be the Havelos. So that's true. Why is Shavuot Shachalboy? Why is that a din of Avelos? Double Pashat. We spent a week getting into the mood. Because after all, no one's died. But by Sus of Avsekha says the Rambam, says the Rambam Erev Tisha B'Av, and Mevila La'odah B'Vadah Pas Chareva, K'moy Shemei Samuta L'Fanav. The Avelos happens on Erev Tisha B'Av. That's the Avelos. On Tisha B'Av? Let me choose a betshuva. That's the din Yom Kippur. That's why the Rambam learns. So it comes an incredible thing. According to the Rambam, the whole din of Avelos, a Tisha B'Av, is really the din. It's the din of Avelos. It's Shmush HaKalva. That's the Avelos. The Avelos gets us into the mood. It makes an impression upon us, a chuvin upon us. But then we come to Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur, with Michael Zabachuva. That's just the Sarambam. Now, very interesting, but the Avelos of Tisha B'Av is different than the Avelos. The Yachid, the Avelos Chadosha. Because Avelos Chadosha, Taka, that's a din of Kavod HaMeis. Tisha B'Av, I want to tell you, that's a din Sarambam. Why is it in Sa'ab? Mamatim b'simcha. There's no such lashon in the Rambam. Mamatim b'simcha. That's it in Sa'ab. And it reaches a crescendo after what? Two half seconds? Meisabut al-Afanam and Savada. Oh, there's a lot of in Sa'ab. So when the Rambam learned Avelos Shemalei, was that an Avelos? Chadosh Shem and Avelos Yishana. That's Avelos Shemalei. And the Chai Rai to what I'm saying, I found in the Haggur, in Daf Mem Gimel, on the Tzitzmas in Yavamis, the Gavamis HaKav HaChoymel, from Shmur Shechalboi to an Almana, is a Gois of Huvitz, of Huvitz. There, the next is same Chiluk. The Taka, Avelis, is not a din, there's no Bistur Bistaya, Masha Enki is Masha Tishbog there is.
His son Yaakov showed me the Hagadah. Now, so come to the incredible Nafkaminas. You can also listen to music on earphones without other people. Not thinking about Chulam Beis HaMikdash. Come out, according to what I'm saying, according to the Rambam. It's the Baisa. There's no Simchas in the Reim here. It's Mutter. But during the 9 days, you can't listen to music. You can't do the Shah. Today, there's all Pesach HaTerem because we're all sick, we're on the Mechaylim. But the Yigat did that, so come out, Malach HaLavaisa. This is the Shittas HaRabah. Now, I want to go in one more Nekuda. The Rambam continues in Halacha Yudalev, in Hilchos Tanis. Then the Rambam says, "Talmidei Chachamim ain nois to blow the..." Now, there is an epic Rebbe's, though, a reference. A Rebbe's, more than a Rebbe's, a reference. Well, then, Halacha Yudalev, says the Rambam, "Talmidei Chachamim ain nois to blow the zel as a shalom at Tishabav, el yeshu dovim in nachin kaveilam." If doesn't let him, I'm all shalom, I'm zirin bol, and stuff like that. They're not saying shalom, it's in the Rambam's like a business. By Talmidei Chachamim, the Rambam says, interesting. Where does the Muhammad? For also the quiz, the Tishba Batera, but the Vien, the Ksum Vish Halacha is Tabatera, the Enakaya Ella Be'il Vakino is with the Vom Haroim Shabi Yumiyo. Now it means a din, you can't learn Tera. Especially with the Rambam, not completely, but they just only do it on the Chachamim. This is in the Sif from the Chachamim. It's an end of that Chachamim, Neugel, and the Lenin of Tzvillin. Now, the Gemara says in Ovel, and where you cut in, is also the Talmud Torah. It's machlokes rishonim, but the halachas of Tisha B'av apply to Avol and vice versa. This is brings two shittas. Now, it's interesting though, in the Rambam learns that the din of Talmud Torah by Avelis is a totally different din than the din of Tisha B'av. Because in Avelis, the Rambam just says, the Ovel is also the Christ Patera, not because of Simcha, by the way, Dar Chagav, because we know that the Rambam Shita is that the No is a Simcha by the Ovel. Hamek Doim! We're supposed to keep quiet for Yecheska. Then the Rambam says, also the Christ Patera, the Vim, Chsul, Shalas, Bamishta, Middles, Malachas, Bagodas, says the Rambam. By Tisha B'Av, the Rambam says no! His mother is about to read Iyam Kinois Tvom Aroim Shem Iyam Ayom. Now, it would appear that if the din of Talmud Torah by the Rambam was the same din as Talmud Torah by Velas, then it would be answered by Iyam Kinois too, because how they died, must keep quiet. So what's the difference then? Why did the Rambam bring it here? Why the Chol Ein Esom Zer Zer? Because all Hanik died. It was like quiet. It's a quiet then. Quietness then. But the father was supposed to learn. And now the place can say that to learn the Eel. As Mashra, the Rambam is supposed to publish learn like you learn. Because there's the Rambam anywhere. The Rambam leaves out the price that Mutla Shalis Bokam that you in Rodil Boy. The Rambam leaves out all those halachas. Why? Because the focus is the day of tshuva. If you like your bonus, what's learning them gimel? You won't be chayzim at tshuva. He's both doing things as big as a tshuva. That's the pshat of the Rambam. Rosh Hashanah, if you learn the din of Simchah, that's all. Talmud Torah is awesome. Even if you learn things in a shayach, you can't learn it for you. They say over the Shem of Chaim Briskel. Chaim Briskel raised the question. It says in the Gemara in Tainus that Tinoikish of his Rabbi a bottle. The Rambam did it too. And then it says the Kudi Hashem a Masam Chilev. The Chaim asked what the Masam Chilev is there. By the Yisrael Beis Rabba, what's the Vomoth to say? The perhaps the fact that the Yisrael is the Samchalei, the Taz says Samchalei for the Malamed. Everybody says over there. Says of time the Riske. This is a Briske Chiddush. This is no emotion. It takes a motion of simcha and makes it into an halachic category. Taira is called a chetzer from simcha, even though I hate learning. It's called simcha. That's what Chaim Chizkiya says. That's true. So why can you learn by eating of kinois? Because that thing that's called, that's the same ayin. It's an ontological halacha category. That's what simcha is. And here it's permitted. Now, I don't want to buy that vort from the Chaim Briska. I would say, Tinegu Shabbos Rabban Metelen Boi, Pashtus of the Rabban is because when the schools are open, it means we're not focusing our energies on tshuva. That's the pshat in the Rabban. It's like Basamat in the Zosubi Vosh Chodesh. We're focusing our energy somewhere else. We're talking focusing on that. That's the pshat of a Rambam. Our priorities have to. We don't Oyval say the Hayyim. It's the language. I'm a Duma of Medina Zoo. That's what Tinesh Mersa Rambam would tell about. But in any case, it'd be Mashra for the Rambam. In any case, the law of Chaim is correct. That you could learn the Eel. But what can we do? And the halacha is of Shulchan Aruch, it's mashma, the place that when you learn the eel, it brings you simcha. And that's also mashma the taz, the ravon, the shlomoa, all the place. I've heard Lashon Hara that some of the briskas learn the eel. And not only the amaldik of briskas, the haidik of briskas too. So, Ian, what is that this heter was mispashit in many places in Klal Yisrael. Maybe it was in Klal Yisrael, there was an Iyam Iyam Iyam. I don't know if it was not about her, I don't know if it was not about her, I don't know if it was not about her, I don't know if it was not about her, I don't know if it was not about her. People sitting here drashas. Because of drasha, the successful, that's in the Sam Chilei, in a certain sense. What's the head though? I could say that the Bin Samech and the Shita Saram. Even though, and the Stam Shulchan Aruch is like them. Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring this din of, you can't learn the Eel. That's the Achreidim, we go with the Shita Saram. But you could say that the Machadil, what's the Rambam? He's absolutely got the Shita Saram. And in fact, in other words, it's a... It's the focus our energies. Here's a good problem thing. There's a lot in our compromise. Persons learning and teaching of these things in order to achieve Eel, so that would be awesome. But a person is learning these things because he wants to find out. He's learning these things in order to use Chazal as the avenue to direct him to the Avelis, the terrible Avelis, which put them. Maybe the Mogul of Rome and Tazabi Baichel. But in fact, Epis is not doing because of Simchas Aleihem, he's doing it as a true search to be chayz in the tshuva. I want to conclude with the little divrei agadata. Divrei agadata. The Gemara says, you know that on Tisha B'Av with Abba and both batei nikdashim. The Mishnah says, chol bayis rishit bayis sheni. Bayis rishit, says the Gemara on Tesla Mabez in Yuma, was chorav because of the Zorik Le'arayas Meretzicha. By Sheinik is the Sinas Chila. That's the Gemara says. It's Pesukim, it's Rayas. It's the Hochtoy of Kansav Rasamsa, which you learned of the Vav and the Zayin and Gitter. But it's bothered by several things. Gemara, how about the Dore? Mama, how about the Oretz? It's Mash Bishu Shil Bilchu Batera. It's Mash Shil Bayis Rishon. Also too, the Gemara says in Nun Zayin, and Gittin, Mishua, Nufthunusa, Shevzchai v'lakula, Zchor v'zbekashayin, what do you mean? What do you bring up Zchaya? Sina Zchina! I want to say you said, a chet brings Chorban, all of it becomes Hashkafa. understand the chayter because of yitzar hara. But when it's made into a shkafa, then it becomes a dangerous that is chikur based on mikdash. In what way? Yosem Ech says that avodah zarah gidei rayos comes from certain pinimius. Avodah zarah, first of all, get close to kodesh baruch hu. Gidei rayos too, free love. There's no chitzonius. There's no tabs. There's no gvul. First of all, it's a set standards. A claim that shlo birchu bateira. That is the benihim it says. A different pshat. Why do you make a bracha on something? Shemaim, shemaim, Hashem, also some of the other. You make a bracha on something because it's not shat in this world. And the bracha, you have a hetter to use it. The evil. Lo birchu bateira being that the bias condition they felt that the Torah was an expression of themselves. The Torah is an expression of man. So whatever man feels like doing, he does, that's called Torah. Torah is an expression of man. Continue revelation. Torah is an expression of man. That's Bishad Lo Bilchum HaTorah. It isn't the Torah being something separate from man's expression, express intuition. Torah wasn't separate. You make a block all over the Torah as being separate, then you make a block to be mocked to learn. Lo Bilchum HaTorah. Whatever person does, that's Torah. Man defines Torah. So now what's interesting is Bias Rishon a tremendous Pnimius. It was the Alay, it was the Luchai. It says the Gemara of Chaf Aleph in Yoma. Bias Shaini was pure Chitzainius. The Bias of Hordus was beautiful because the Luchai is no Pnimius. The Chai of the Bias Shaini was built with Chitzainius Pesachin, the lack of Chitzainius in Bias Rishon. But what happened? Mishum Anufzunusel Shalav Tzchari Ben Avkulus. What does that mean? He was a big machmiz that they set the Perek Yudzayin in Shabbos, Machub Yisrael B'Shami in Muxa. Tzchari Ben Avkulus machmiz more than any of them. Says the Sefta, Mishum Anufzunusel Shalav Tzchari Ben Avkulus Chobes B'Kashayno. What does that mean? Bias Rishu was too much Penemius. That means the Torah is all human input. Why should he put Fakilt? Like the Tziv says, they were Tzadikim, Molei Teirah, but why would they have different cheetah than them? It was Rabbi Kailas. The other Torah has no input. There's no human input. There's no Pnimius. If I hold the Torah, there's no Pnimius. There's no human input. There's only one opinion. Everybody else is about Rabbi Kailas. That's right. That's Chaim and Abkulis. There's no human input. There can't be different cheetahs. Can't be Machmel like every cheetah. That's the cheetah of Sinas Chinam. If there's no human input, I don't respect any other opinion, I don't respect anybody else. So there was Sinus Chin became Ashkaf, became a halachic concept. That's because when it becomes a wrong concept, that's what it makes us destroy. Because Bochum should mazaket us that we should find the proper means of both Chitzainis and Pnimius. We need both Pnimius and both Chitzainis. To pesaken, the Chatoyim, the both Batim, the Toshim, I bring the Mashiach, Beri Yoveinu, Amen Selah.